Okay, so this is our Kilree curing room. It's a very different kind of environment. It smells very different, and that's because we have different bacteria growing in here.
It's a lovely smell. It's a sweet smell.
That's right. And these cheeses are rind washed, so we're actually developing the rind on these by washing them and turning them, as opposed to the Bilberry one, which is just turned and left to do its own thing.
This is all goat's cheese?
This is all goat's cheese in here now, yeah.
The same type?
All the same type. Well, we have some older Nocturna Golds there waiting to mature on as well, but the vast majority are Kilree, which was our Supreme Champion winner and which is flying out the door, I have to say, at the moment. So
now, you won this big award in the UK, and it was a very significant award for anyone to win. What was the response to that?
The response has been fantastic. I mean, in Ireland, I have to say, people have really responded by, you know, ordering cheese, which is great. But also, we have now begun to work with a couple of distributors in the UK. So that's a big thing for us, really. It allows us to move the business on a bit more, which is great. I suppose it gave us a huge boost of confidence, and we really pushed ourselves out there, whereas maybe we sat back a little bit before and were a bit shy about, you know, pushing.
Obviously, we're in the middle of an appalling recession at the moment. It's very hard to get bank loans. It's hard to move yourself on. And yet, when you win an award like this, in some ways, you have to react quickly to it. How have you found getting that balance right? And has it been difficult for you?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the temptation would be to, you know, expand and all the rest of it. And what we're trying to do is to make the most of the facilities that we have here. Thankfully, it's a cheese that moves through fairly quickly. It's ripe in 6 weeks, so, you know, it's in and out fairly quickly. And like with banks, that it is very challenging to try and to get them to understand the nature of food businesses and how they operate.
The nature being, obviously, it's all in advance, isn't it?
Well, that's it, and you have stock sitting around for a long time. With cheese, you could have stock sitting here for 6 months, so you've paid for that milk, you've paid for the wages, you've paid for all of the overheads, and you're not getting your money back for maybe 6-9 months. So you've a lot of money tied up in stock.
How much do you think banks understand the model of food businesses in Ireland?
I think it's the one major blockage at the moment. I think it's the one thing that is stopping people from moving forward, because all the other conditions are right. People's attitudes have changed. You know, people want to support Irish, they want to buy local, but the lack of credit and the lack of finance to work is really, as I can see it anyway, just the major hindrance.